Clapton, After Midnight.
After midnight, we gon' shake your tambourine.
After midnight, after midnight,
after midnight, so go be peaches and cream.
Jerry Bader Show, 10:07. All right, back to our regularly scheduled show. That's enough of letting it all hang out. Eric Clapton. There is an age-old debate. And I know that a lot of people feel differently about this, and I'm not saying there's a right answer. Obviously, I feel what I believe is the right answer, but I think I back it up with logic. What should be the top priority of any elected official? I don't care if you're school board. I don't care if you're city council, county board, state legislature, U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, President of the United States. If people put you in office, what should guide you? What you think is right or the will of those who put you in office? What do you think should guide your decision making in how you vote, actions you take, policies you promote? What you believe is right or wrong, or what a majority of your voters believe? Are you there to do what you think is right? Or are you there to represent the will of your voters? Even if you believe they're wrong, this is one of those chicken and egg questions that never really gets fully answered. Jason says it's a fine balance. Okay, here's the problem with that. By balancing it, that means sometimes you do what you think is wrong if you think your voters are right. Do you go against your own belief system because it represents a majority of what your voters think? See, that's the problem. Now, the fine balance you're probably referring to, Jason, is those opportunities where the two are the same. Okay. If you want a majority, now here's usually the out for an elected official. You probably share with a majority of voters a belief system or you wouldn't have gotten elected. Ron Johnson can believe that a majority of Wisconsin voters agree with what he said because they elected him. That may or may not be the case in 2016 when he very possibly faces Russ Feingold again. Here's the story. It's short. I want to read it to you and then I want your reaction to this. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican, said Monday that he is a traditionalist, but if voters want gay marriage to be legal, he won't step in their way. Johnson made his comments during an interview on CNBC's Squawk Box. "I'm a pretty traditional guy," Johnson said. "I'm almost 60 years old. I think marriage is between a man and a woman. But again, if the voters decide that they want gay marriage, I'm not going to oppose it." Johnson was drawn into a discussion on social issues, including immigration and gay marriage. Initially, he focused on the economic issues that outweigh all the other ones. Outweigh is what I think he meant. "These social issues are going to primarily be decided in the states through the democratic process, and that's the way it should happen," Johnson said. "I'll certainly go with the judgment of the American people in terms of where they want to fall on, whether it's the abortion issues or gay marriage. He said on immigration, "We've got a lot of migrant workers in Wisconsin. I've never had a migrant worker ask me for citizenship. They just don't want us to deport their moms and dads, their husbands and wives. I don't think we're going to do that. We need to actually solve this problem. We need a functioning legal immigration system." Johnson said the country needs to reduce or eliminate the incentives for illegal immigration. So he tried to take a pass on social issues. And by the way, I'm a big fan of Ron Johnson. You know that. And I think overall, he's been a very good senator. But here's what he's saying. That he'll listen to the will of the American people on social issues. Whether it's the abortion issues or gay marriage. So if 51% of America believe that you could terminate a child in the ninth month, would he just let that be the will of the people? He said you'd have to ask him. Jason says you'd have to ask him. See, that's the problem, though. Now, I want to open this up to the larger philosophical issue here. Okay, a friend states this very well. You were elected because of your beliefs. A majority elected you based on those beliefs. If elected officials voted totally based on what the majority wants, the Civil Rights Act may have never passed. It's exactly where I was going to go. What if a majority wants slavery? What if a majority wants baby killing? I often hear this from constituents. They believe once they put someone in office that that person should constantly put their finger in the air and see which way the wind is blowing and always do what a perceived majority of his or her constituents wants. I disagree. I think you do what you think is right and you take your chances. After all, that's what we're applauding Scott Walker for. He did what he thought was right and he took his chances and it nearly cost him in a recall. But at the end of the day, that majority which put him in office in 2010 kept him in office in 2012 and hopefully they will in 2014. But I know a lot of listeners to this show think, no, I elected you, you should do what I want. I disagree. I think you are elected because I trusted you to do what you think is right. If what you think is right and what I think is right collide, I will deal with that at the next election. I believe this is a punt by Ron Johnson. I think Ron Johnson and Scott Walker are dealing with the same issue. They see which way political winds are blowing, and they didn't know what to do. Scott Walker did then come out and say that he still supports gay marriage, or opposes gay marriage, supports traditional marriage, excuse me, and that Ron Johnson is essentially saying the same thing. Look, I believe this, but I'll do whatever voters want. Here's my position. I still believe in traditional marriage. I believe J.B. Van Hollen should defend it in court. But I believe we're going to lose. But I'm not going to say, well, you know what? I'm just a talk show host. So I don't, you know, whatever people think, that's okay with me. No, I think they're wrong. But I recognize they're going to win. And it's interesting to me that no elected official seems to have the willingness to say that. I actually think this is a very critical issue. I don't think you can just, well, you know, whatever the voters want. You're elected there to do, in my opinion, what you think is right. But I know some of you disagree with that. If you wish to voice that disagreement, 406-1360. 888-455-1360. It's 10:15.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.